This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. And once again, now we are joined by the Newburyport High School hockey coach, Paul Yamin. And coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on wrapping up the Cape Ann League.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me and thank you on the league. It's always one of our goals to start the season, so we're happy about that.
You pick such a tough schedule, coach, and it's difficult to traverse that during the season, but you've done so well up to this point. The kids are doing great. Your record is most excellent. First of all, tell me about the in-league games, the matchups, because huge win over Triton the other day, and the competition and the rivalry among your schools.
Yeah, big rivalry with Triton. The other day, we played them this past Saturday in front of a packed house, really, really great atmosphere for a high school game. And we came out on top on that one. But the rivalry is fierce. I would say that about most of the teams in our league. I think, for the past whatever years, we seem to always get the best from those teams. And that's the way we want it. So we have to earn that league title, and I think we did that this year.
Well, you guys peppered Gavin Moringa, and he's one of the best there is. And one of the things that coaches tell me about in high school is you want to put shots on goal so that you can get those dirty goals, get those rebounds, because very few schools have snipers. I mean, you have them here and there. But tell me about the game against Triton, because it looks like you guys did exactly what you wanted them to do.
Yeah, we preach attack in that. We know Gavin's a good goalie. We faced him earlier in the year, and you gotta get pucks to the net on him, and you gotta crash and whack in rebounds. And we had a couple rebound goals in that game. We put, I think, 45 or 46 shots on him.
Well, that'll do it. Tell me about your offensive players, coach, because I'm looking at your roster here, and you got a good blend, as we've talked about before. Let me get to that roster. Where did it go? I want to start with your captains. Start with Kane Brennan, please. Tell me about him.
Heart and soul of our team, makes us go. We can't say enough about him. I mean, he's coming off a real good football season this year, and he just rolled it right into hockey. And I think we just feed off of him.
It looks like the scoring is spread out among your team. You don't have one line that's dominating, but a couple of lines or maybe more that can contribute?
Yeah, I mean, we consistently roll three lines, and we're getting production from all three lately. So, that's good. I mean, example of that is the Triton game. I think we had six different goal scorers, and we had six goals. So, that's a sign of spreading out the scoring, and I think that makes us a better team, obviously.
I want to go back to the Canton game, going down to Canton and playing them. And I hate these overtime, the way the overtimes are played. What did that team, what did that game do for your team in terms of moving forward? And how do you look at that game and put that game in perspective? Because one goal game, they come away with an OT win. And again, I don't like the way the OT is played in high school, but that's just my opinion.
Well, yeah, that was a tough loss. Anytime you can go down there and feel like you played well enough to win and not come out of there with at least a point, it's disappointing. And it was kind of disheartening for us. Both teams could have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
The overtime is, I don't mind the overtime. The 4-4 is fine, but I think that, if you earn a tie and you go into overtime, you should earn a point, and to leave there without at least a point was disheartening. But, in the same aspect, we come out of there knowing that we can play with that team,
right?
And they're the top dog in D2. I think they played Archbishop Williams, who was number two in Division 1,
right,
overtime last week. So, they're a real good team, real good program. Love Coach Schumann, love playing those guys, and you never know, we might see him again.
Well, you never shy away from the big guys, but in terms of that overtime thing, getting a point, can that somehow eventually be factored into the power rankings? Because a point is one thing, in terms of standings, but I don't know how these power rankings would factor it in. That's something that could happen, maybe?
I think it is being discussed. I have talked to multiple coaches, and the agreement is, I think it's agreed upon that you should get at least a point coming out of a tie.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't know what that would do as far as the power ranking goes. I don't know how they would, you know, work that in, but I think it's something worth exploring, you know?
Okay, yeah, well, absolutely, for heaven's sakes. Coach, tell me about a couple of players who have come along for you that we haven't talked about before, maybe.
Well, I think Caden Eisenman is a senior on the blue line for us. I think he's starting to play with a little more confidence, and when he does that, he's a solid defenseman, so we need him to continue to do that. You know, I think our junior goalie, Damian Lamb, has been excellent, mm-hmm. you know, since day one, which was a question mark for us. So, you know, we're very happy about how he's progressing. And we have three freshmen that are playing a lot of time for us, and they're doing very well as well. As the season goes, you know, they're seeming to get a little better, get a little more comfortable with our senior guys. So it seems to be meshing pretty well right now.
I've asked coaches this time around. There was an evaluation that was done on me one time, and the evaluator was saying, as a teacher, he had there were three criteria: do more of, do less of, and keep doing. What do you want your team to keep doing that you like about these guys?
Practicing hard. I think, you know, I think they've come to realize how important it is to be consistent at practice. You know, most of the time we only have two practices to prepare for a game, you know, a different team as we go, and it's just of the utmost importance to come there focused to understand what we're trying to get better at and, you know, how we're planning for these teams. So I think we have come a long way in that aspect of it. Our inconsistencies, I think, was due to that, and I think our guys and our seniors are really hammering that home to our young guys that come ready to practice.
Mm-hmm. D2 is so competitive, Coach. There are so many teams who are so good in D2, and you guys, you're pretty well set at this particular time in the power rankings. Of course, there's a long way to go. Excuse me. So what are you looking for with respect to North Reading?
Well, you know, another league game for us, another team that we think that always gets up to play us, and again, we enjoy that. So the Kazembuski is not an easy place to go down and play, so you know we'll have our hands full down there on Wednesday.
Is there anything that you are looking for in terms of changing things up at this particular point in the season? I mean, we're 2/3 of the way through the season. Is it everything sort of rote? It's day in and day out the same stuff.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we've condensed some things, and we really understand what we need to continue to work on and get better at. So As far as you know, our line combinations go, I think we're pretty cemented in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have a 10th forward that we move around. Cole Bopalon, he's a senior. He's done a great job for us. Whenever we need somebody to step in somewhere, he's done that for us. So our depth is good this year, and I think that we have a good understanding on what makes us good. So
okay,
we're going to continue to work at that.
And if you take a deep breath and look at the team right now, Coach, from back in, excuse me, in early December to where we are now, where do you see the most improvement for you guys? What are you happiest about?
I think our mental toughness is you know, so much better than it was, you know, the first 2 weeks or 3 weeks of the season. I think, you know, it's all about preparation, and they have an understanding on how it should be done, and I think that they're grasping it and running with it. Hopefully we continue to do that and get better.
Paul, final question. Do you sort of get pumped up this time of year? Because this is the stretch run, you know, and you're heading – I know there's a few more weeks left in the season, but you're heading down toward the end of it into the tournament, and it's a really exciting time. And you must be excited and happy about the kids that you have and how they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously as we get into February, things get a little more important, games get a little more important. So it's exciting, and we're excited about it. I think that if we continue to improve, you know, we'll be a tough out in the tournament. So we still got a little ways to go, but so far so good.
Final question, Coach. Discipline. How is it at this time of year in terms of kids being aggressive and not drawing penalties?
Well, you know, I think that that's a part of our game. Not penalties, but I think the physicality piece is something that we have to bring to the table. And you know, sometimes it does, you know, it does hurt us. But you know, I think we have a good understanding on the kill as well. We've done pretty well with the kill this year, and we're going to keep working at that because we think that in order for us to be successful, we have to be physical.
As you always have been, as far as I can remember. Hey, Paul, thanks.
You know, you've seen the graph, Rick, right? It's a shoebox.
Yes. And you can't get out of the corner sometimes. No, I know. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
We'll have to use that to our advantage.
Paul, this is great. Well, yeah, you do. This is cool. Congratulations on winning the Cal. That's not an easy thing to do. Good luck this week on Wednesday, and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Yes, thank you very much. Always available to you, Rick. Thanks very much. I appreciate what you do.
Oh, thank you, Coach. I appreciate that. Take care, Paul.
All right, have a good night.
All right, bye-bye. That is Paul Yameen, who was the Newburyport High School boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.